what are bonds? So bonds are going to be a debt security. So whenever you buy a bond, whether it's through the US Treasury or a corporate bond, like let's say you buy an Apple bond or a Walmart bond, you are technically going to be receiving debt from these this government institution or corporate institution, meaning that you are loaning them money. And this can range from a few weeks all the way up to 30 plus years. So bonds are generally going to be priced in $1,000 increments. So if you were to buy a, let's say a 10-year bond, a 10-year treasury bond, you are loaning the US government $1,000. But in exchange for that, you're going to be receiving coupon payments. It's sort of like interest payments where they're going to be paying this out over time. And then whenever that bond matures, meaning at the end of the 10 years, you get your $1,000 back. So the profit or the upside for you is going to be all those interest rates coupons over time. Now, this is going to be very generally speaking because bonds trade intraday. So they trade every single trading day and they move up and down in prices. And so you could buy a bond that's not a brand new issuance. You could buy a bond, let's say a 10-year bond, but it's only 3 years in. So you have 7 years until maturity. So you could be buying it above $1,000, what they call par price, or below that $1,000. So it gets a little bit complicated, but I'm trying to keep it like really at the basic level here for this conversation here. Now, the reason why bonds act as that counterweight in a portfolio and it's considered a lot safer is because they have higher claim in the event of a bankruptcy. So let's say you have a company that is headed towards bankruptcy, it's not going so good, and they have to shut down operations. Now, bondholders have a higher claim to any remaining assets than stockholders. So therefore, they're considered a much safer investment than stocks. Usually those that common stock holder is going to be the last person to get any type of assets if they get anything at all. So you're taking on a lot more risk by buying stocks. It's also bonds are also a very fixed payment structure. So whenever you buy a bond, you know exactly what you're going to be getting every year in terms of those coupon payments. So it's very easy to value them and to price them, whereas stocks are not. There's always going to be a debate between investors in terms of what is a stock really worth. So what is Tesla stock worth? Is it worth $500 a share, $1,000 a share? I mean, anyone can make their own argument because it's really based on future profits and future revenue growth of those companies. But when it comes to bonds, because it is that debt instrument and it's just sort of a contract that is written in stone, then it's very easy to price. So therefore, it makes it a much safer investment, which is important if you want it to be that counterweight within your overall portfolio. Now, there's different types of bonds out there, a lot. And the bond market, surprisingly, is a lot bigger than the stock market because whenever they say debt runs the world, it is true. I mean, debt really does run the world. So I'm going to go over the real basic different types of bonds out there just so you have a general idea in terms of what is really out there. So the biggest one is going to be treasury bonds. So the treasury bonds are going to be the bonds that are issued by the US government, the Treasury Department, and it is probably the biggest, most liquid, and often considered the safest investment in the world because the US has very rarely ever defaulted on its debt. And the few times that they have been long ago, and they've been sort of minor ones. So I know there's going to be a lot of jokes out there and comments out there. It's like, well, maybe we're headed for another one. Well, I don't know if that remains to be seen, but that'll be a conversation for another day. So treasury bonds are going to be probably the most important element of a bond portfolio because it's going to offer that biggest counterweight. So whenever there is a recession and there's going to be a flight towards safer assets by investors, they're going to look to treasuries first because it is such a safe investment. So it's going to probably have the most upside in those type of scenarios. The second one are going to be corporate bonds. So these are going to be bonds issued by corporations. So these are going to be your big blue chip type names. So think of like big, like Bank of America type bonds, Apple, Google, you have it, right? So they're not as safe as US Treasury bonds, but they're considered relatively safe because these are really big institutions and they're sort of the cash cows of the US economy. Third one is going to be munis, municipal bonds. These are bonds that are issued by your local government. So whether it's a local city, county, or state level bond, they do offer some tax incentives by buying these muni bonds, but be sure to look into that before you just buy any of them. Fourth one are gonna be agency bonds. These are also government bonds, much like treasuries, except these are going to be more like your Ginnie Mae, Freddie Mac, and these are your mortgage-backed securities. So this is how you're able to get a mortgage for a relatively low interest rate, given the fact that you have 30 years to pay it off. You're also going to have international and emerging market bonds. These are just going to be by countries outside the US. And then you also have high yield junks, or what's commonly referred to as junk. So high yield, they trade much and they behave much like a stock, because there's a very high likelihood that maybe these companies don't actually pay back their debts and they do go through bankruptcy, and there's a lot more risk associated with these type of bonds. So be very, very wary whenever you start looking into high yield instruments, because there is no free lunch out there. Which brings me to my next point. So each bond has a different level set of characteristics, a different type of risk characteristics. And the first one is going to be that credit risk. So US Treasury bonds have a very low credit risk, meaning that the likelihood of them going under is relatively low as to compared to a junk bond. So let's think of a really small pharmaceutical company with zero revenue, and they're trying to raise capital to fund their growth, but they have no product to show for it. That's a very risky bond. Second type of risk is going to be what's called duration risk. So this has to do with like interest rate levels. So as interest rates rise, which we've been seeing here over the past couple of years, bond prices tend to fall. So the way that we measure that risk in this profession is, what is the duration of this bond, right? And they're measured in years. If it's a very low duration, that means that as interest rates rise, it's only going to fall relatively little as compared to a high duration bond. If you have like a 15 or 20 year duration bond, then it's going to fall a lot further whenever interest rates rise. And then we also have what's called liquidity risk. So how often do these bonds trade? If you want to actually sell this bond out there on the open market because you need to raise money, like let's say you need money for a down payment on a house, or you have an unexpected expense come up, you want to be able to make sure that you can actually go out there and sell it to someone out there on the open market. So treasury bonds are very liquid. That's why people like them. You can go out there just about any trading day and you will definitely find a buyer for it, as compared to, let's say, some of the more muni bonds, or even like the international or the high yield junk bonds.
Thanks for watching. Again, my name is Ryan. This is Peter, and we run a financial advisory firm called Bull Oak Capital. If you want to learn more about how we help our clients achieve true financial independence, be sure to check out bulloakcapital.com.